Rebuild your home and restore your lifestyle. Visit Modular Homes Factory Direct at FDMH.com for factory direct pricing. That's FDMH.com or call 732-255-4160. Save thousands purchasing factory direct.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams here on the Shore Sports Network. A variety of ways to listen to our coverage tonight and all during the course of the week. 1160, 1310 a.m. ShoreSportsNetwork.com on your computer. And download the Radio Pop app on your mobile device, and you can listen to it right through your phone. We start the fourth quarter with St. John Vianney up 41-39. Outscored Manasquan 16-15 in that third. Mabry with the basketball. Gets the high screen from Sullivan. Penetrates through a triple team. Left side layup up and in. And Manasquan has tied the game at 41. Berriant will kick out Caponegro. Sullivan gives her plenty of space. Gallagher now checked by Hageman. Cross-court pass, Campbell. Clark lost her for a second. Gallagher's three is open. And good. Make it six for Gallagher. She hasn't shot a whole lot, but effective when she has. She's got two threes, 6 points for the game.
And that one about 5 feet past the line.
44-41, Vianney. Sullivan on the left perimeter. Gives to Mabry. Gives back to Sullivan, pinned down near towards the left corner. Works off the screen, looking for Mabry. Good pass. And Mabry's fouled down on the baseline on her way up. Will go to the line for two.
Sullivan and Mabry have worked that play a couple times tonight very successfully.
Foul charge that time to Gigi Caponegro. Her third, team's eighth. I mentioned the ties for Kelly Campbell to Wall. Caponegro the same. Had brothers Connor and Blaze that were big parts of the Wall football program for several years.
I guess that irks the Wall girls basketball program just a bit, Matt?
A little bit, I think. 44-43. Clark playing Campbell. Lost the basketball out of bounds. Great defense by Stella Clark. The Vianney bench right here trying to argue for that call. I thought that was pretty good defense.
I did too. Denise Pelea made the call, and I think she got it right.
44-43, Vianney. Here's Clark with a long-range three. Off the mark, quick trigger that time. Caponegro the rebound, and it will be Campbell to bring it up court. Flip it off on her right for Uribe. Inside the feed, too high for Berriant. Clark intercepts the pass. This is Mabry now, working her way through traffic. Goes glass as she splits a triple team and gets it to go. Manasquan the advantage, 45-44. There's Gallagher again. This time a two from the right side.
So Mabry's got six this quarter. Gallagher's got five. That's all the scoring. Let's just let him play one-on-one and finish right there.
46-45. Steal coming as Gallagher got in the passing lane. Campbell comes away with a loose ball. Up ahead, Caponegro, near side corner jumper off the mark. Hart with the defensive rebound. Hart going to dribble her way up court. Hageman, long range three, just rimming out. And the loose ball cleared by Berriant. Track meet developing. It's Campbell quickly up court. She gets hit by Sullivan and then whacked at by Mabry on her way up. All of the Vianney players on the bench are angling for a technical foul on Mabry. Timeout has been taken by Lisa Kokoda and Manasquan. It is a full timeout, so we will step out as well. 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter. It is St. John Vianney 46, Manasquan 45. We're back in 30 seconds with more coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit buycarls.com.
Let the free throw shooting contest perhaps begin.
Yeah.
Kelly Campbell will go to the line here for a 1-1. Makes the first. That gives Vianney a 2-point edge. She'll try to make it 3. Missing that one. Rebounded by Mabry. Manasquan within a basket. Mabry splitting through a double. Floater, no good. Loose ball foul coming here as Campbell hit the deck again. This will be charged to Mabry. It'll be her second, team's 10th. So everything now for Vianney will be 2 free throws the rest of the way. And Kelly Campbell right back to the line. Quiet crowd. Campbell front rims that one. Usually very reliable. Substitution into the game for Manasquan. Bridget Ford, who sat for a long time with the 4 fouls, will come back in. Replace Hageman. Second free throw by Campbell. That time is good.
I think Ford went out with about 5.5 minutes left in the second quarter. So it's been an eternity for her.
She will help bring the ball up court, waiting for somebody else to break the timeline. Nice feed for Hart from Clark. Now another pretty feed, this time for Sullivan inside. She's got 14, and the lead back down to 148-47, Vianney.
Boy, excellent ball movement that time. That was a great possession for the Warriors to come away with the easy basket.
Gallagher feeding Berrien up top. Campbell around a screen, open for a second. Now gives to Uribe. Looking inside, Berrien. Tough pass. Berrien hits the deck from Mabry. Of course, that's always going to bring some sort of reaction to the crowd, but that one I can't blame Mabry on. She was grabbing at the
basketball.
No,
absolutely. There's nothing there. Matter of fact, I thought the Lancers got a bit of a break. Could have been a travel call. Absolutely. Before that.
It'll be a jump ball, and on the possession hour, it will be Vianney basketball. In the backcourt, it'll be Campbell off the inbound. Clark will check her. Manasquan, man-to-man defense. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a mismatch. Caponegro had Clark on her. Here's a 3 again by Gallagher.
Unbelievable. I think she's made her last 4 shots. She's got 11.
I don't know that she shot the ball until those last 4. 51-47, Vianney. Clark will try and answer with a 3. That one off the mark, no good. And Gallagher finds the loose ball rebound. Dribbling around traffic. Uribe now gets it on the left wing. Handing off to Campbell, who's played by Clark.
You know, what Manasquan doesn't want to do is they don't want to foul because it's 2 shots the rest of the way, and they just did one there. And that was a cheap foul. That's the kind that'll kill you.
No, that's going to be on Vianney, I believe, Kevin, on an illegal screen.
Okay, good. All right. I missed that one.
Berrien will be whistled for that. Her second, team's 9th. That'll give Manasquan back the basketball. Hageman will check back in for Manasquan. Clark will sit on the bench.
Or could they use a little offense from Hageman, who's yet to hit a basket?
Take a 3 would certainly help the cause. Mabry will step back and fire a 3. That's good. Wow.
She's heating up, Matt. Big fourth quarter. She's got 9 of the 11 Manasquan points in this quarter.
Keeps it to within a point. 51-50. Here's the inside feed for Berrien. Missing the layup on the right side. Loose ball poked around a couple times. Gallagher finds it. Here's Campbell with a 3. That's off the mark. Good blackout that time by Ford. And Manasquan gets possession.
And a chance to regain the lead.
Mabry trying to cross over Caponegro. Hageman with a 3. High arcing shot. Halfway down, no good. Ford had her put back a 10 block. Sullivan keeps it alive. Loose ball picked up by Berrien. In transition, it'll be Gallagher looking to drive. And a whistle coming inside on Hart, who wasn't particularly fond of the call.
Nope.
And that will send Jackie Gallagher to the free throw line for two shots. Third personal foul on Hart.
And now it's free throws, which you got to make.
First one by Gallagher is good. Deanne up by a deuce right now with the second foul shot to come. That's on the way and also good.
What a fourth quarter she's having. 13 for the game, 10 of them in this fourth quarter. We'll have a timeout. And we'll keep it right here.
Just a 30-second timeout. Our second game to follow set the tip around 7:45. At least that's the time on the sheet. That is second seed St. Rose against number 3 Rumson. Be the first matchup that those two schools have had this year. Winners of both games will play the first of the finals on Saturday at Monmouth University. 1 o'clock the girls' final, 3 o'clock the boys' final. A lot yet to be determined. Boys' semifinals tomorrow night here from Brick Memorial as well. Back to work with 2:40 to go. Manasquan with the basketball. Down by 3. 53-50. Mabry working around a screen. Now drives and will get called for a travel. Two and a half and ticking away.
Big possession here. Vianney could go up 5.
53-50. Berriant on the drive. Caponegro eyes up a corner jumper from the left side. That's good. One of the rare times tonight Vianney has had a two-possession lead. They're up by 5, 55-50.
And now it becomes an even bigger possession for Manasquan.
Sullivan has it. Thought about the three from the right side. They give her plenty of space. Ball poked out by Berriant. Goes out of bounds, far sideline. It'll stay with Manasquan. Inside now of 2 minutes to go. Last time these teams played is the last time Manasquan lost a game. Mabry checked by Caponegro. Mabry around the screen will take a three and hit it. Wow.
Well, this is the kind of play that's elevated her into one of the premier players in New Jersey, and she's really heating up in this fourth quarter.
Minute 35 to go. Back now to a two-point advantage. Campbell on the drive. Didn't get it to go. Was looking for the foul. Mabry in transition. Stutter move. Great pass. Hageman on the right side. We're tied at 55. First basket of the night for Hageman, and with 75 seconds to go, Hageman will get whistled for, I'll say, a silly foul.
Yeah, well, you say silly, I say stupid. I mean, you just can't put your hands on you. 35 feet from the basket, you know that every foul is two free throws. You just can't do that. That drives coaches crazy.
I think she got stuck looking in a different direction, and then all of a sudden Campbell put a fast move on. Campbell makes the first free throw, by the way, has the second. On the way, that's also good, and it gives Vianney back a two-point advantage, 57-55. This is kind of how it's been all game long. Timeout will be taken by Manasquan and Lisa Kokoda to talk things over. It'll be a full timeout. We break as well. 1:08 to go in the fourth, 57-55, St. John Vianney. We're back with more of the semifinal coverage of the girls' Shore Conference tournament right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's semifinal doubleheader brought to you in part by Smash Burger. Smashed fresh, served delicious on the corner of Route 70 and Cedar Bridge Avenue in Brick.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here for Brick Memorial High School, semifinal number 1. It's been a good one.
Oh, and the pace really picked up in the second half, Matt. It was at a crawl at one point. But things have really picked up. A scintillating opening semifinal here.
57-55, number one St. John Vianney, leading number five Manasquan. Big Blue with the basketball. Mabry, long range three. That's an air ball. Clark tries to save it. Cannot. I wouldn't think that's what was drawn up in the timeout, but to tell your best player that if you're feeling it, you can't take it.
I mean, she had hit back-to-back threes, but that one was from NBA range.
Plus. So Vianney in charge now. Up by two.
And here's where you can't foul.
Gallagher in trouble, and a timeout will come. Dawn Carpell wisely saw her point guard dribbling herself into a corner and will use a timeout.
Of course, coming up, as Matt said, following this one, probably closer to 8 o'clock, it'll be second-seeded St. Rose against number 3 Rumson. And if that game matches this one, we'll have had a heck of a night of girls basketball for sure.
You know, that was the one question going into this tournament, who would get the top seed between St. Rose and St. John Vianney. And some would argue that maybe St. Rose got a little bit of a shaft because they did beat Vianney head-to-head.
Well, it probably was a toss-up, Matt. I don't, you know, whatever the criteria was, but boy, it's tough to separate those two. The only difference was who you get in your semifinal. And it would be hard to argue that Vianney got an easy pass because I don't know that, you know, Manasquan has just played so well since getting Mabry back into the lineup. And I think we've seen that tonight. This has been a terrific basketball game.
Tough spot to inbound the basketball here for Vianney. Basically where the sideline and the baseline come together is where Pirro will put it in play.
And this is where you got a long time before you have to foul.
Here's Clark on a deflection. Mabry picks it up. Right side layup up and in. Tied at 57. Campbell couldn't hang on to the ball. Gets it now. Pirro will throw it up court. There's Sullivan on a strip. Ball out of bounds. Referees, one says Vianney, one says Manasquan. And it will be Manasquan basketball.
And they'll call a timeout here because they're going to be able to set up for the last shot. You know, Matt, you made the call. You said a tough place to inbound. I think you were thinking more of traffic in the corner. Chose to throw the ball out towards center court. Big mistake. I think coaches tell you never do it there because if it doesn't work, you're in trouble. And that's exactly what happened. Mabry gets the uncontested layup at the other end to tie the game at 57. Then the good defensive pressure. And all of a sudden, Vianney unravels a little bit. And Manasquan will have a chance here to win the game with the final shot.
21.3 on the clock. 57-57. I think this is kind of easy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a clear out for Mabry in the hope that at the very least she could drive to the basket and get fouled. Of course, I'll just throw out there, they have worked a couple of give and goes with Mabry and Sullivan very, very well. And if Mabry can get a step to the basket, what we saw in that first half so many times they did well is defender comes up, bounce pass for an easy layup. But I'm going to agree with you. This is one of those you tell your best player.
You have the ball.
Make a play.
Manasquan will inbound in their backcourt. They'll send out Hageman, Clark, Hart, Sullivan, and Mabry. Campbell, Uribe, Caponegro, Gallagher, and Berrion on the floor for Vianney.
And the same challenge for Vianney. You can't foul because it's two free throws.
Hardest part, probably right here, just putting the ball in play. Bounce pass in the backcourt. It'll be Clark, the freshman, to bring it up against Campbell. Crossing over a couple times. Finds Mabry now back near the half-court line. She's played by Caponegro. Sullivan sets a screen. Mabry goes away from it. Will drive. Miss the shot. Loose ball picked up. Campbell has it. Breaks the timeline. We'll fire one at the buzzer. Off the mark, and we'll play overtime. What'd you see, partner?
Well, I thought Mabry could have waited a little longer. The one thing you don't want to do there, and I'm sure coaches always say, don't let them get the last shot, and she really did, and although it was not a good one, not really a surprise. I thought great defense by Caponegro. I thought she played outstanding defense there. And we're going overtime. 32 minutes wasn't enough.
We'll put four more up on the board. That will obviously delay the start of game number two.
I didn't want to get any sleep tonight anyway.
St. Rose and Rumson. Hey, we got to do this tomorrow night too. Boys semifinals, which while we have a second, Kevin, same start times at least on paper. And we've got two Monmouth versus Ocean County matchups.
Point Beach against Matawan on the opener, and what a great rivalry in the second game. How many times have they met over the years in the Shore Conference tournament? CBA and Lakewood. And the possibility of a rematch of last year's Shore Final, in which Lakewood beat Point Beach.
And let's hope that they do get together. It's a little better performance from both teams.
Can't be any worse. That was a dreadful game last year.